Day 1457. I wonder where she is. No, screw that. That doesn't change by day, does it? I noticed some bruising on my foot today, this morning, when I got out of bed. Probably from all the kicking, most likely. The night terrors do get me from time to time, but luckily I found the willpower to store them deep beneath the surface. Long enough so that the scientists can exhume them from me, biting and screaming. I'm glad it's just the damn foot this time. She might have had it crushed under some machinery, some hard stuff. You wouldn't think they do heavy lifting in space, right? Incidents of trauma are pretty high, though, so I've heard. I don't think I caused the foot injury. All the investigators know my trajectories of walking, where I go, what I think about at every point, the constellations of intent, action, and all the other miscellaneous stuff floating around in there. So, yeah, they'll know. More than me, which is a fucking tragedy. As I pour some coffee, I get one of those out-of-body experiences again. Well, not that extreme. Maybe it's the feeling of my body is an overworked machine, even at rest. Like some kind of perpetual meditation. I can feel every muscle working through an external pain, and I'm just a witness to it all. Maybe a kind of sleepwalking is the best way to describe it. It's like being stuck in puberty, which is a purgatory I thought I could have escaped. Well, before then. I speak to Jack for a while, talk to him about my day, which is being lived out for me by the super crusader herself, and he notes it down. It's great how he focuses on the feelings that I get and backwards engineer them to the point where it feels right, it sounds plausible. It's just so hard for me to articulate the emotions without directly experiencing them firsthand. I just get the shit end of it. I sometimes think I'm in those video games, the ones that are linked up to the nerve centres, that everything you do to cause pain to your character would just flow through you. Well, that's a lie. Maybe an old-fashioned movie. Which is worse. No agency, see? So what I do is a 24-hour job to keep me calm. I do some yoga, nothing too strenuous like those ones done in a sauna. Meditation, some muscle training, similar to her. There's so much I can't do, though. Well, that's what they tell me. The things I've seen, though. I'm happy. I get my talk time, my exercise time. The interventions and examinations are a pain in the ass at times, but I think I'm better off. I mean, better off than her. We are clones, right? But she has to go through all the panic, the fear, the anxiety. I get the pain, the weird markings in the mornings, or randomly in odd times of day. I remember when I was on a date once. Yeah, I did the date in those days. We got into bed, and I was just about to disrobe when she dislocated her fucking shoulder. I mean, talk about being a third wheel. I was screaming for so long it dawned on them that it was pain and not a sudden burst of arousal. It's one of those moments that you can look back on and laugh awkwardly. But that's nothing. She gets times when her crewmates melt in front of her. So I think. Peeling like petals, having bloomed years ago. The pressures of their eyes spilling out like paint, the roiling of the blood in the brain. Once, I scrubbed out imaginary blood stains on the walls for hours, until my hands were raw. I get terrors like this. Sometimes they're translated into those kind of images. Sometimes they're just stupidly symbolic, like a snake at a picnic or something. I do empathise with her, of course, but there's a distance. Like a film. I do cry, though. Every so often I'm struck with grief that's been built up through things that have happened here and her miseries and anxieties. Yes, crushing. I won't leave the bed for days, even if the damn scientists prefer it. The pain doesn't leave, though. But then I get the biggest rush of happiness, of freedom, like that's doubled, a high of a drug, just by being alive. I paint, then. I write and dictate in my log like this. I look back on it and smile and know that everything's just transient. Out of my control. I wonder how she feels about me, though. Does she get nightmares of dislocating her shoulder in the middle of sex? Does she dream of damn snakes at a picnic? She's never seen a snake before. Fuck, that must scare the wits out of her. I'm saving some of these logs specifically for her, just in case we ever meet. Writing, speaking, painting, photos of my scars. Well, she'd remember those, I guess. She tries her hardest to prevent my pain and mine hers. Sometimes I try thinking thoughts to her, but pushing them through so they're the only thing on my mind. I get no replies, though. If I did, they'd probably be from my own head, trying to humour me. Then I get my examination, a simple scan for bruises, checking my blood pressure and all that. I don't know half of the procedures because, well, ignorance being bliss. They check if the patterns are similar to the injuries that she sustained, or if I'm just being an idiot half the time. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to speak to you like this. To broadcast this to people from my little bunker. I try not to read the news about me. I say try because, well, what can I say? Maybe I'm narcissistic, or maybe it's just her. I think you can say that about anyone, though. Which ideas are ours, and so on. Plagiarism only exists for things that have been patented, after all. Everything else that influences. Sometimes I don't think about you. Of course, when we split ways, I'm sure we're not the same person after all. We have our own lines to write, lines to plough, and stuff like that. I write about my own injuries, my own parts of my life, in a separate book. Maybe I'll share them with you properly, word for word, instead of this flimsy adaptation. I've read up on this, stories of clones and all that, before it all happened. Fear-mongering. Nothing good ever coming of it. Always wondering who came first. It's not a concern of mine. It does spark into my thought pattern from time to time. Four walls, a screen, some equipment. I guess I have the same office as you. Who's to say we have a more important job than the other or not? But where to list this foot injury? Is it a way of marking my territory, as disturbing as it sounds? Mark it in pencil, like everything else.